Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. Is there anything better than spending the middle of August in your garden, sitting in your lawn chair under a beautiful sun with some sunflowers behind you? I don't think so. We've just come back from holiday in Croatia, and to start off the video today, I want to say thank you to all my Polish friends and students who have been telling me for the last 15, 20 years how wonderful and amazing Croatia is. You know, I've been hearing stories in my classes year after year about how I should go to Croatia, and I've been going to the Polish seaside every summer, and I love going there. But we just came back after 2 weeks in Croatia, and wow, what a beautiful, beautiful country, wonderful people, delicious seafood. I cannot wait to go back again. I still have a lot of love for my Polish seaside, but I'm going to be sharing my summertime with the Polish Sea and the Croatian Adriatic Sea. So I want to say thank you one more time to all my Polish friends and students. Thank you for recommending Croatia. If you have never been to Croatia out there, you have to go. I don't want to tell you anything more than just go there and you'll experience everything yourself. Just truly amazing and incredible country. The second point I'd like to talk to you about is one that people ask me very often. They say, Russell, what do you miss about America the most? What do you miss back home? And obviously the answer is my family. But fortunately, we have the opportunity to meet family for weeks and weeks during the year. I go back to the USA two times on average every year, or my family come here. But I think the biggest thing is food. I miss a good Texas steak. And you know, I actually have to admit that I miss American junk food. Reese's cups. That's one thing that for years and years here in Poland we didn't have. But fortunately, 2 years ago, it came to the Tesco supermarkets. You can buy Reese's peanut butter cups, Reese's pieces, all of these kinds of candies. But there's that one thing, though, that I kept missing for years and years, too, and that is Doritos tortilla chips. Here in Europe, we have Chio chips, which is similar. We have some tortilla off-brand kind of chips, but nothing really ever came close to Doritos. Yesterday, I took my sons to the Auchan supermarket for some shopping. We just got back from Croatia, as I mentioned, and we didn't have any food in the fridge. And I'm walking down the aisle, and what do I see? Doritos chips. I've been living in Poland over 18 years. For 18 years, I've been missing these babies. They are officially in Poland. At the moment, there's only two flavors, hot corn, never heard of that flavor before, and taco, one of my favorites. No nacho cheese flavor yet. I grew up with nacho cheese Doritos. I am so happy. I know it sounds crazy. I'm 42 years old and I'm so excited about a bag of Doritos, but this is my childhood. This is how I was raised, drinking cola and eating Doritos chips. It's part of my life and I cannot believe that they're actually here. I'm so excited to have Doritos in the country of Poland. So Frito-Lay or whoever worked out that deal out there, thank you so much for doing that. We're going to have Doritos in our cupboard each and every week, I guarantee it. So Doritos in Poland, wow. The third point I'd like to talk to you about is more on a serious note. You know, I have to honestly say that this channel, this YouTube channel, is a big learning experience for me. I had no idea, no one ever told me over all these years of living here that you shouldn't use the term Nazi when referring to the invasion that happened from Germany to Poland. In America, we are taught Nazi left and right. That's in all of our history books and our history classes. We use that term Nazi before we use the term German. But in Poland, if you're coming here to work or coming here to study, I really highly advise that you refrain from saying Nazi at all. Just say that it was a German decision. You know, from some of the research that I did, Hitler was an elected official. He received a majority vote. So with that being said, Polish people prefer to say that the Germans invaded. It was German. It was a German decision. So a little advice out there for you. If I offended anybody by using the term Nazi, I do apologize. So let's do it right. In 1939, the Germans invaded Poland. That is the way it should be. That's the history. So I apologize for any offense out there. Didn't mean to. So thank you for the feedback. Keep continuing to give me feedback on anything I do. I want to be accurate. I want to do it right. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do so. I would really appreciate your subscription. Thank you, have a nice day, and thank you for watching.